Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're talking this week about the pressures of policing, and we have a couple former cops on the line, Dan Herbert and Jeff Salvetti. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having us.
Dan, so let's start with you. What do you think is the biggest misconception the public has about the stress that police are under every day?
The biggest thing, I think, is that the public thinks that police have been trained so adequately and comprehensively that they kind of leave their emotions at the door when they check in, and they don't realize that these police officers are human beings, and they react to seeing stress and trauma on a daily basis the same way that anyone else would, and it has just taken such a traumatic effect on law enforcement in general, but certainly here in Chicago more than anywhere else.
Jeff, what do you think?
You know, stemming along those same lines, it's a mental toll that it takes on. Not so much even just going to work, it's leaving work at work. You know, you have to go home and you have to be a dad, or you have to be a husband, a wife, a mom. You know, you have many roles outside the police department, and everyone expects you to just be able to, you know, close that locker at the end of the day and leave everything you've seen and, you know, handled that day behind, and a lot of that comes with you. And people don't realize, you know, police are human just like everybody else. You know, we laugh, we cry, we bleed. You know, we do everything everyone else does, and sometimes we are not looked at that way.
You know, it's funny, it's interesting you say that, because I was going to ask you, Superintendent Brown was talking to recent recruits, our cadets, and he advised them to have friends who aren't cops, you know, to get outside that circle. Is that good advice?
I'll speak to that first, Jeff, if you don't mind. I think it's excellent advice. And when I came on the police academy, I'll never forget, and that was 1992, one of our instructors told our entire group that now you're police officers, and all the friends that you've had, you won't be friends with them anymore. And, you know, I'm a Chicago neighborhood kid, and that I was like, are you kidding me? I actually went and asked my dad. He said that's the most ridiculous statement he's ever heard. But, yes, you need to hang around and support yourself with people that have a lot of different views, and it's not just doom and gloom from the police perspective.
Dan, that sounds like the old school crashing against the new school.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, there certainly were people like that, and I'm not going to give anyone advice as to how to live their life, but, you know, for me, I've always had a really good stable of friends that were, you know, in all different fields, and I find it extremely rewarding.
Jeff, what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's, you know, same thing. You know, the only thing I would take a step further and say that combining your worlds, you know, before you're the police, you're not the police, right? You're just, you know, a kid that grew up in a neighborhood. You went to a high school. You went to some college. Maybe you played some sports. And you have this group of friends that, you know, stood up in your wedding, whatever. Then you become the police officer. And all of a sudden, there is a change. And you're with these guys. You spend more time with these other officers than you do, you know, than to do your own wife, your husband, whatever it may be. And I think intertwining those two worlds is so valuable to bring, you know, your group of friends that aren't the police to your new family, your new group of friends. And, you know, yes, there was a mentality, I think, back in the day, just it was, you know, police just kind of stuck together and
us against them.
But I think more and more, you know, yes, yeah, yeah. And again, I mean, us against them, I mean, it rears its ugly head all the time, right? It's probably never been more prevalent than now. But I think that's even more important why, you know, to mix those worlds, your outside the police world with your police world is a good mix, in my opinion.
Dan, is it getting easier for cops to reach out and say, I'm a little over my head here, I need some help? Or is it still sort of frowned upon?
It's getting easier, but what we have found is that reaching out to their respective departments, whether it be an employee assistance program or supervisors, there's still an extreme hesitation to engage and to open up to anyone or any organization that is in any way linked with their employer. And that was really one of the biggest reasons why we started that not-for-profit organization dedicated to supporting police officers, because it's an avenue where it is 100% separate from the department.
I had a conversation with Charlie Beck once, and he was here briefly, but you know, he said one of his goals was to have a psychologist or a mental health professional in every precinct, in every building. I don't think he succeeded there yet, but would that help?
It would if police here, they could be the greatest psychologists in the world, but if police officers do not trust going to these individuals, they're essentially useless, and that is really what we found. You know, from especially the 11, 12 plus years that I've been representing police officers, it's, you know, they know about the programs that are being offered, and there's really good people in there, but quite frankly, they're inadequate in some ways, and the biggest way is that there is not that trust there.
Yeah, Jeff, what do you make of that? Because what Charlie said was, you know, someone who was there every day and then would build up that trust, you know, be part of the gang, would be useful. What do you think, Jeff?
You know, from our work in trying to build this team as we put this non-for-profit together to help officers, we found that licensed psychologists, psychiatrists that are law enforcement specific, it's staggering how few there are across the entire country. So I'm talking, you know, under 100 across the entire country. So to think that we're going to get 25 of them, you know, inside Chicago, inside of our districts, is a great idea, but I just don't think it's realistic. It would be ideal. It's the ideal situation, but it is a staggering number of the limit of the amount of resources there are of licensed law enforcement professional psychologists, so that when they sit down, it's not, you know, weeks and weeks of learning what this officer might be going through. They're trained to know right away so they can hit the ground running. And it was unbelievable to find out how limited that is out within the entire country.
Dan, talk to me about explain for me Bank to Blue. What is it and how does it work?
Yeah, and I'm just going to buttress on what Jeff was talking about. And, you know, there is a small organization that strictly deals with law enforcement as far as these medical health professionals. We have them. We have reached out, and we have a partnership with each and every one of them that provides the services for mental health. So what it is it's providing the services that police officers need that will be given by people that have tremendous experience in this field and given by people that understand not only the police world, but understand, you know, their benefits, their insurance, and we're going to provide it for no out-of-pockets to any police officer. And in the second component of it is also going to be more of a it's going to be like a not a training program as much as it's going to be like a listening and engagement program with police officers, so that we can help them better enjoy their job with how they interact with the community, because we're going to take that same engagement to the community so that both sides kind of recognize each other's respective positions and circumstances.
All right, guys. Dan and Jeff, thanks very much. That was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, Steve.